Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. And how is your week going?
It's good. Middle of the week.
That's right. It is. It's like right. If you've made it this far, Thursday and Friday, no big deal,
it's
right?
It's all good. I think we should maybe have some celebrations on Wednesday. It's like, yeah, we made it. We're in the middle.
That's right. We could sing some songs.
That's right. Well, you could. I don't sing.
I can get you to sing though.
Okay. Well, yeah. You can. That's true.
That's right.
You've done it before.
I think I ought to start bringing my guitar or something.
I want you to. That would be so much fun.
Yeah,
you've mentioned that. Somewhere along the line.
Right, yeah. I'm always sitting here thinking, you know, it'd be fun to have. Although I don't know, that could get carried away. But it would.
Like you never get carried away.
No, I never get carried away. But like, you know, the day that I was singing Happy Birthday, we could have really gone crazy if I'd had my guitar.
Crazy.
So I'll put that on my list of things that I should bring in the morning.
Okay. And I can help you with that because I'm a list maker.
Okay. So yeah, put that on your list and I'll try to do that.
Yeah. So you're good?
I'm good.
Yeah. I had this great discussion yesterday with my brother.
Okay.
And we were talking about how if you live long enough and apparently we both have, that you start telling the story over and over, you know, about things, and how we were laughing over, you know, different stories that we've told. And then we kind of got serious. I know. It's huge. But he was... reminding me of some events that had happened in my life, that just to really take another look and really look at that new perspective that you have. And I just have, you know, come to that place of realization that there's times that I just take what I see in the moment and I don't go back and look at what else God would like me to see. Have you had some of those moments?
Yeah. So if I understand right, I think you're kind of saying that you look back and then you see that there was like even more there.
Right.
Yeah, totally. And that's kind of interesting. It reminds me, I was watching, this is kind of weird, but I was watching the movie, The Greatest Showman. But then,
weird because I don't watch movies.
No, well, yeah, true. You don't watch movies. Well, it was weird because I don't watch a lot of movies, but when I am interested in something, I'll kind of obsessively want to learn everything about it. So the weird part is, I don't know if you know this exists, I was watching, it's a director's commentary where the whole movie plays, but you can hear the director talking about why they did what they did.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a little bonus extra thing when you buy a movie. And so I was watching the movie again, but instead of listening to the movie, I was listening to the director, and it was fascinating because it reminded me of this. He was talking about how he made that movie where you could just watch it over and over and over, and there's so much packed in that every time you would pick up on something new, you would see something different, like another thing would click and you would go, oh, that makes sense. And yeah, that's so I kind of get what you're saying.
I like what you're saying in that there's so much packed in, because really, when you live the with God life, you've got to understand that.
Right.
God packs so much in every moment. And sometimes we just see the surface.
Right.
And we're not really understanding there's so much more. And I think that's the psalmist that wrote Psalms 71 that we've been talking about. That's what really is talking about. You know, I'm going to come with my story. And in verse 17, it says, I'm just going to keep talking about all the wonder that you have. And we can keep talking about that if we relook at everything. And sometimes when, you know, I see something and then I look again and I see it differently, it's not that the story has changed.
Right.
It's that I see more about it. I have this whole new perspective. And there's that moment when you're like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Have you ever arrived at that place?
Yeah, the pieces start to click together because from limited perspective, you don't see everything. And then sometimes looking back, you maybe see how all these pieces kind of lined up to make whatever happened. And you really can see God's handiwork in all of those.
Right.
But at the moment, we may miss some of that.
And I like how you were talking about, what's the movie called again?
The Greatest Showman.
Okay. And so the director really the point of the director was to make sure that there was more all the time. Yeah. I love that. And because with God, with our story, the more never ends.
Right.
And so if we kind of keep looking backwards, and I even think about doing this show,
yeah,
that we're learning so much and we're beginning to understand, oh, we could be doing it this way.
Right,
and
right.
Too bad we didn't know that before.
Yeah.
And yet that's part of God's way of revealing more and more to us that we're ready,
right,
to understand.
Yeah.
And that God allows us to be in this kind of process. And so I think sometimes when we tell our story, we need to understand we're going to tell it again and we're going to see it a different way. And it makes me wonder, even like, you know, when you're on the witness stand and you, like, you know, maybe get off, and you're like, oh, wait, I need to tell you this part that I learned.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but that's really what we're a witness to the world.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wait, you know, I've told you that story before, but there's more to it. And so I think today the challenge is look what God's packed all into this moment,
right,
and really look at a new perspective.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.